Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Tracy Martin talks to me about the Child Poverty Reduction Bill, the Housing Stocktake Report, Māori sovereignty, and how important a leader is to a political party. I started by asking how her week has been.
Pretty full on, meeting after meeting after meeting, and we got some fairly cool bills up this week. The Poverty Reduction Bill came through yesterday, so that's really nice to kick that off and get that going through the system.
So those were announced last week, or a couple of weeks ago, but the bill is going through at the moment?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, so it came out of Cabinet last week. I think it was last week. And so an announcement is made about that, and then it becomes a public document so people can see it. But it then goes onto the order paper and comes into the House for first reading. So there's a little bit of a delay between Cabinet announcing, going on the order paper, and then starting to work its way through the process to become law.
So it can still be voted down?
It would take either New Zealand First or the Green Party to vote against it, to vote it down, because the opposition, and you know, including the ACT Party's single vote, they don't have enough numbers to vote it down. But as it went through, I'm not sure about the ACT Party. He may have voted against it, but the National Party actually supported the bill.
With the housing stocktake report announcements, What is the government's response to this?
Apart from the fact that it's probably worse than we thought, I think the response is what it's always been, which is that we need to get on and we need to do this. We need to make sure that we've got, that we are building houses, that not just privately but publicly, building houses so that we can make sure that our people are housed. I think from my perspective, which is if I talk about it from a senior's perspective, I just want to make sure that while we're doing that, we're taking into account the fact that we've got quite a lot of older citizens who are being forced out of their homes, either because rents have gone up. I think people seem to think that, you know, they all own their own homes and they're all living on the pig's back, whereas actually due to marriage breakup or other circumstances, and global financial crisis is one of them, many of them are, they don't have their own home now. They've got a mortgage like everybody else, or they're renting. And so when we build housing stock, we have to make sure that we build housing stock for our older citizens as well as for our young families, you know?
Given that one of the criticisms was that the government needs to be borrowing more money, they're saying that we need to be borrowing money in this climate, is the current government open to that?
That's probably a question that needs to go to Grant Robertson and Phil Twyford. The government has signed up to some financial responsibility agreements with itself, I suppose. Now, everything is fluid. If we had a massive crisis of some sort, let's say we had another major earthquake, then you'd have to reassess that. But with regard to whether the government's going to shift on those rules because of the housing report, you'd have to direct that to them. At this stage, I've not been party to any conversation like that.
Can I just go back to Waitangi for a moment also?
Yep.
There's been conversations since that the government's efforts to move forward and to address certain disparities between Pākehā and Māori are that the solutions are to look at the material issues and solve issues like housing and actual and physical poverty. So what, in terms of this, do you think that there needs to be more of an effort looking at Māori sovereignty?
I don't connect the two things, no, because, no, I don't. I don't connect the two things at all. I think there is if we go back to Waitangi, what was Waitangi? Waitangi was the manifestation in writing and agreement about a relationship, that we would work respectfully together to be as a nation a better place, right? So if that's what we're actually working for, the conversation about splitting sovereignty doesn't seem to match for me. The other thing I concern myself about sometimes when we have this conversation about sovereignty is I have seen in the past, not with this government, but in the past, settlements where iwi have taken what they can get because they've waited so long. Generations have died while they've waited to actually settle on their agreements, on their Waitangi commitments. And they've taken what they can get, and often those things were run down, or there was no money there to support the development of the lands or the facilities that they gained under those settlements. So I have a real problem with sometimes actually the Pākehā side of this relationship handing over issues, handing over topics, handing over property, and then washing their hands of the relationship. So for me, I don't see how that's connected, no.
Is that not the issue, though, in terms of this kind of, and you may not agree with it, but the approach where you're giving settlements or you're giving financial reparations, whatever it may be, where it's a material gift, rather than having a conversation about actual sovereignty or actual determination by these two parties in that relationship?
Again, I guess I'm just focusing on, it's not a conversation I have, and it's not a conversation, it's not a topic that I bring into my conversation. What I'm trying to do with the work that I do, and most of the work that I do, particularly as Minister for Children, is around recognising that our Māori and our Pacifica children are overly represented in the most poor and in the most sort of disenfranchised in this country. How can we work better with iwi to make a difference here? The sovereignty conversation gets, for me and my, what I'm trying to do, it gets in the way. Does that mean that I'm dictating to Māori in a colonial type of a way how they will do it? Well, I hope not. That's why we're having these conversations. We recognise that we need to empower, take responsibility still, but empower iwi to lift these children. But to have a sovereignty conversation, for me, it just gets in the way of the issue, quite frankly. It's at a whole nother level. These children need our help now. To have a sovereignty conversation and then to walk away, I'm not sure that that's the way to do it.
All right, what's on the agenda for the next few days?
Well, I've got sort of back-to-back meetings today. We've got legislation coming up. We're finishing the dairy bill, restructuring bill that we've been putting through in urgency because the National Party sort of left it lying there, and there's a cut-off date that we need to have in legislation. We've got conservation bill coming through today. There's general debate today, which is always interesting. Obviously, there's quite a lot of chatter about who will be the next leader of the National Party.
Yes, I was going to ask if you had any thoughts.
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, we're all sort of watching who's having coffee with who and who had dinner with who last night and so on. But look, at the end of the day, I have no idea. And I couldn't pick it. There's some very capable people in there, but at the end of the day, only their caucus knows how those people are behind the scenes to work with. And that's why caucuses really end up, it should be a caucus decision, in my view, to elect the leader and the deputy leader, because only they know how those people actually work behind the scenes.
How important is a leader to a party?
It's very important. It's very important. I mean, they are the face of your party. I think have a look at the Labor Party and tell me how important a leader is. So tell me, if you think about from Helen Clark through to Jacinda Ardern, have a look at the leaders that they've had. Now, all of those people were very good, actually, strangely enough, they were very good men. But they didn't have what it took to command or to take the group with them or to capture the imagination of the public and the sort of loyalty at least of a large chunk of the public. So who your leader is really important.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.